VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Rwanda briefly closed its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday as health officials struggled to contain an Ebola outbreak that has now killed more than 1,800 people. Witnesses told VOA that authorities prevented most people from crossing for several hours after the Ebola virus was detected in Goma. Rwanda's Ministry of Health denied the border was ever closed, and by Thursday afternoon, people were crossing between the two countries again. The second night of Democratic presidential debates on CNN saw former Vice President Joe Biden facing blistering attacks from his rivals. VOA's Jim Malone explains.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in the Yemeni port city of Aden. At least 10 others were killed in a separate suicide bombing in another part of the city. News reports say at least 32 people were killed, including a military commander. Thursday's attacks were the deadliest in Aden since November 2017, when the Islamic State affiliate attacked the city's headquarters, killing 15 people. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a rare and dramatic move, the United States has imposed sanctions against the top diplomat of a foreign country. The U.S. took the action against Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. On Thursday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the move childish. The executive order accuses Zarif of acting on behalf of his country's supreme leader, who was recently sanctioned by the U.S. Officials speaking on the condition of anonymity say they've confirmed the death of Hamza bin Laden, the son and heir of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden. The New York Times reports the younger bin Laden had been killed within the past 2 years in an operation that involved the U.S. in some capacity. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand attending an ASEAN summit. During a news conference, the secretary said he hopes North Korea will return to the negotiating table a day after Pyongyang conducted its second ballistic missile test in less than a week.
We're ready to go. We hope that Chairman Kim will deploy his team to meet with Special Representative Biegun so that we can continue the dialogue so that we can ultimately achieve what those two leaders set out back in Singapore in summer of last year.
Earlier in the day, Pompeo said some preliminary work has to be done before the talks can resume. Meanwhile, more details have come out on the North Korean missile tests earlier this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
North Korea said leader Kim Jong-un had supervised the first test firing of a new multiple rocket launcher system that could potentially enhance its ability to strike targets in South Korea. The report by the North's official Korean Central News Agency differed from the assessment by South Korea's military, which had concluded Wednesday's launches were of two short-range ballistic missiles. KCNA said Kim expressed satisfaction over the test firing and said the newly developed rocket system would soon serve a main role in his military's land combat operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany has rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow passage where at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply is transported. The U.S. Senate has approved President Trump's choice to be the American envoy to the United Nations. Kelly Kraft, a longtime GOP donor from Kentucky, is currently U.S. ambassador to Canada. Kraft succeeds Trump's first U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, who left the administration at the end of December. Democrats had opposed Kraft, citing her lack of political experience. U.S. stocks are up sharply in midday trading. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.